In international news, Al Jazeera Television received a tape this week believed to be the authentic voice of world fugitive Osama bin Laden. The tape comments on recent events and terrorist activities and reiterates bin Laden's hatred of America and Israel and his call for violent opposition to Western allies. Portions of the tape were played on CNN, but the full uncensored version has not been released. However, here on Dave's Gone By, we have an exclusive. Excerpts from an English-language portion of the tape, not previously available to the public. So, here, let's give a listen to a man they say is Osama bin Laden.
Salam alaikum, everybody. This is Osama bin Laden, public enemy number one, coming to you live from... You don't think I'm telling you that? But yes, I am alive and well. Na-na-na-na-na, you can't get me. No one has any idea where I am. No one! Except the people who are feeding me, the doctors who are giving me insulin, the women buying my clothes, the crew that is videotaping me, the messengers who are getting the videotape, and Al Jazeera TV, which has my speed dial, and the local Chinese place, because they deliver after 10. I want to thank Al Jazeera Television for giving me this opportunity to reach my adoring public, and to the comedian Sinbad for letting me have these few moments on his weekly comedy hour. No, I am not in Afghanistan. No, I am not in Iraq. For a short period, I was in New Jersey, but even I am not so desperate for a hiding place as to stay there. My only regret about bombing the Twin Towers was not taking out Weehawken at the same time. And now, America and its dictator, George Bush, wants the United Nations help in declaring war on my good friend and skiing partner, Saddam Hussein. I assure you, you are tangling with the wrong tyrant. I have played poker with Saddam. He doesn't bluff, he doesn't blink. He doesn't play with his own money, but hey, that is what a treasury is for. But leaving aside Iraq, I want you to know that I am still fighting my war against the evil imperialist, racialist, Zionist, comedian, harmonist America. You jam your metaphorical pipeline between our proverbial buttocks and expect us to cheer when your oil gushes. You allow Israel to subjugate and humiliate Arab peoples in the occupied territories when these Arabs should be like their brethren, subjugated and humiliated by their own leaders. Even after the holy acts of September 11th, America refuses to see beyond its own shell. You have already forgotten the bomb in the Bali nightclub a month ago because it was not on your own soil. But you have not forgotten the twin ashtrays, and neither have I. Can you truly safeguard the Statue of Liberty, the Sears Tower, the Golden Gate Bridge, the Piggly Wiggly off Route 115 in Omaha? I do not think so. And any country that allies itself with the U.S. in its aggression against the Arab people will suffer acts of violence and terror, very much like the acts of violence and terror we would be committing on them anyway. I would like to close this message with a prayer, taken from the Quran, Book 5, Chapter 4, Verse 3, Number 2. Allah is good. Allah is great. Allah makes me giggle like a girly man. If the mountain will not come to Muhammad, Muhammad will come on the mountain, but he'd better bring Kleenex. Islam is a peaceful, humanistic religion. Unfortunately, we must use the sword of truth to spread it. Arabia is a land of magic, of mystery, of flying carpets, and we are prepared to crash them into flying buildings. Well, I see by the dribble on my beard that it is time to sign off. I want to wish my Arab brethren a happy Ramadan and to tell them that we shall be victorious, that Allah shall purge the infidel from the face of the earth, and when Ramadan is over, you can supersize a Happy Meal at the Yemen McDonald's for only 30 rupees more. So, bring it on, George Bush. We are ready. Keep your weapons inspectors, your diplomats, your foreign journalists, except that Ashley Banfield, who can join my harem anytime, and that Asian chick from The View. She sure puts the starch in my turban. Well, it's been great. It's Bin Laden, signing off from my cave. Good night, Dick Cheney, wherever you are.
Osama bin Laden there, from some cave or cafe, easily accessible to Arab television, but beyond the grip of the CIA. Makes you wonder if Jimmy Hoffa is propped up on a bench somewhere in a park near the Pentagon.